What happens to your best employees when the economy kicks in full speed? How do you retain your best employees? There's several factors. Financial compensation needs to be externally competitive, but it is not the be-all and end-all of attracting and retaining key talent. Somebody might leave for 25 cents or a buck an hour more, but they're probably not your best employees in the first place if they're that fickle. There's several things that you can do that won't cost you a lot of money that will help you retain your key employees. And there's a recent Harvard Business Review article that says one of the most motivating things for people is for them to be able to share progress and see progress in what they're doing on a daily basis. So this is consistent with our focus on results, on outputs, on outcomes for the customer and for your business. So help people see how they're contributing to the overall goal of your business and making your customers better off. And having those metrics available and celebrating small successes on a regular basis. And that is much more motivating for people. Because people don't leave bad companies, they leave bad managers. And so by having your management team focus on progress and being able to help employees overcome obstacles, access resources, and make tangible, real progress towards the results is very key. Another way is assigning employees responsibility and giving them resources, so money to spend, time and equipment utilization, and building teams of people to help them be more successful is critical. People don't want to feel isolated. They don't want to feel alone. Stress comes from a lack of control and a lack of information. So when you give them control over resources and control over how they're doing their jobs and what they're focused on, and when you give them information on how they're performing and sharing in that progress, those are very critical in terms of retaining key people and bringing out the best in people who are really focused on performance. Another non-financial way of retaining key people is to provide flexibility in your workplace, to look at the different ways that work can be done. So telecommuting, off-site, and remote work are all feasible ways that save people time, saves them travel costs, and can actually have a very positive impact on retaining people that need some increased flexibility in their lives. And also formalize their roles as teachers and mentors of other people so that you are spreading around the knowledge that exists between their ears on how your company does things and customer relationships and supplier relationships to as many people as possible. That gives them a teaching role, which is very rewarding, and it also reduces your business risk from having them leave or be unable to perform their duties. So hanging on to key employees involves helping them celebrate their successes and progress, giving them responsibility and resources to do their jobs, giving them flexible ways to do their jobs, helping them develop and mentor other people, and using metrics to celebrate success and measure performance.